The complex and controversial process of implying rights, principles and values in the Australian Constitution has been going on ever since 1901. But spare a thought for Magna Carta, sealed by King John of England way back in 1215.
Here's the story of a very old decree forced on King John as he made off with the revenue.
For 800 years, Magna Carta, also known as the Great Charter, has been a battle cry for those fighting for liberties and rights. That's the view of Lord Igor Judge. He was the Chief Justice of England and Wales from 2008 to 2013. I should point out that Judge is actually the surname he was born with. As part of the 800 anniversary celebrations, Lord Judge has been in Australia to deliver a series of orations celebrating the extraordinary and the enduring impact of the Great Charter.
I think that it's served to underline one or two fundamental principles that the overwhelming majority of us all believe in. It matters because it actually considers universal principles.
What universal principles?
Well, the first and most important is that is what lawyers call the rule of law. The fact that we are all, whether we're government, local authority, large institutions, wealthy people, poor people, small citizens, the law is above us all. And that's, I think, what Magna Carta most definitely established. It was an extraordinary peace treaty in which the king, in one of the clauses, said, if I don't obey this charter, you, the barons, you can cease to obey me. And that's the fundamental one. And then from that comes equality before the law, because if the law rules, it must be equal. And that we all want, do we not, justice. We want justice to be done to everyone. And we want justice for everyone. And although there are many other points that can be made about the Great Charter, those are the enduring principles that have developed. It's dangerous to think of it, I think, as a 1215 document. It's the first living instrument, i.e., it gives the law the scope to develop. And so although Magna Carta itself, for example, spoke about free men, within 100 years, it's to all our subjects. And each time it was reissued, and it was reissued over 50 times, it took on its new meaning. The words due process don't appear in the Charter, but within 100 years, due process had appeared as a direct result of the justice provisions. Well, due process is something that matters to every single person in this country and my own country.
Is the importance of Magna Carta was that it was something negotiated, something fought for?
Yes, but now its meaning, I think, is more symbolic and banner-like. If the government of the day in England proposes something that on the whole people are unhappy with, I'm relating, of course, to liberties and rights, people say, well, that's against Magna Carta. It isn't against Magna Carta. Magna Carta wouldn't have envisaged any of the things we're talking about. But it represents, if you like, the battle cry, hang on, what is it that you are trying to do? What is the purpose of this law? Why are you interfering with what we regard as our rights and liberties? Magna Carta would answer that, and so Magna Carta is called into operation when a threat is perceived.
Lord Igor Judge, who's just been in Australia delivering a series of orations in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane.
And I would say 800 years of birthday worth 800 cheers.
And at our website, we have a link to a video of his Brisbane speech, which was organised by the Queensland Supreme Court Library. Also at the RN website, you can access podcasts for both this week's and all previous programs, including two Law Report programs from earlier in the year devoted to Magna Carta.